Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. It is March 19th, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Let's say hi to people who are coming in. Hello to you and blessings in Yorkshire, England. I also saw someone else, Eileen, in England come in, so God bless our wonderful viewers in England, and hello to our international audience coming in right off the bat tonight. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I see South Carolina, Arkansas as well, and Ville Platte, Louisiana. God bless all of you as well. West Virginia, Seattle, Washington. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut as well. God bless you. Jacksonville, Florida. Let's see who else. Los Angeles, California. Philadelphia as well. God bless all of you coming in tonight. Derby, United Kingdom. Hello, hello to our viewers in England. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And Plattsburgh, New York. Well, hello to both of you and hello to our neighbors in New York. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Nederland, Texas, Madison, Alabama. God bless you. I see North Dakota as well. And Lynchburg, Virginia. Port St. Lucie, Florida. God bless all of you coming in. Tom's River, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. We're very, very happy to have you with us tonight. I see New Mexico as well. Massachusetts. God bless all of you coming in. Maine. Hello to our viewers in Maine. Tulsa, Jerusalem. Yep, that's Clay Clark's name for Tulsa, Oklahoma. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Jacksonville, Florida in the house. God bless you. Very happy to have you on tonight. I see Dallas, Texas, and hello to all of our viewers in Texas. Very happy to have you on with us. Newfoundland, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. In Portugal, hello to you in Portugal watching. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Washington State as well. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Omaha, Nebraska. Blessings to you in Greece. Hello to all of our friends in Europe who are watching tonight. Very happy to have you with us. I see Dover, Delaware as well. God bless you. Oh, Missouri, Louisiana, Kent, Washington. That's a very interesting name considering some of what we're going to be talking about tonight. So hello to you in Kent, Washington. God bless you as well. Kansas, I see another UK coming in. England, God bless you. Jerusalem, Israel. Baruch Hashem, very happy to have our wonderful friends in Israel who are watching us tonight. It's Shabbat there right now, actually, because they're 7 hours ahead. So Shabbat Shalom to our viewers in Israel and around the world. Let me do a few more here. Norfolk, England, God bless you. I see Michigan as well. Let's see here. Alabama, I see. And Canton, Ohio, God bless all of you as well. And Belgium, hello to our wonderful viewers in Belgium. Very happy to have you with us tonight, as well as all of our viewers who are now coming in, and our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm also going to do a very special shout out tonight, given that, God bless her, she's 95 years young, but Jan Sandberg is 95 years old, and she watches Ark of Grace all the time. Miss Jan, thank you so much for watching. God bless you. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight, and God bless you that you're 95 years old, and you're still going, so praise the Lord for that. Okay, now let's open up in prayer, guys. We got stuff to get into tonight that's going to make your mind do backflips by the time I'm done with this evening prophetically. The public service announcement. This is what's going to happen throughout the evening. So we're going to open up in prayer and give this over to the Lord, considering that we are continuing to watch a very intense window of Purim and Passover and what is unfolding in it. So let's give this over to the Lord, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we just praise you that your mercies are new every single day, that every single day you renew your covenant with us, Father God. Lord, we come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying your kingdom come. come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we praise you that in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it says you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, help us to diligently seek you as we go forth tonight. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth in the form of a man, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Jesus Christ himself at Calvary, when he said, "It is finished," he blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back to be with the Father, where he victoriously rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your truth, your authority, your might saturate the atmosphere, Father God. The conviction of who you are, your glory, Father God, may it fill this place, Father God. Lord, let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching tonight, Father God. Lord, let your Spirit lead, go before us, be our front and rear guard, Father God. Order our steps, order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call this day charged with the names of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Makadesh, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Gibor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sepeoth, Jehovah Isuiz, Jehovah Hosenu, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father. We praise you and thank you, Father. We ask you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land, above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, spell, incantation, enchantment, smote, any form of weaponized demonic activity, witchcraft, sabotage. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it be dismantled and destroyed, disabled, rendered powerless, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, Father God. And let it be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we ask you put your whole and complete armor on us this day. In Jesus' name, let the shield of faith go up in front of us right now to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us be reversed upon the senders now. In Jesus' name, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we command in the name of Jesus Christ be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, destroy, and block every word, weapon, plot, device, agent, or snare the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to destroy every demonic conspiracy that the enemy attempts to launch against us, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we have is because of you, Lord, and we praise you and we bless your holy name. You are far above every power, principality, and might, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very, very much appreciate it. It does help us because we have a lot to get into. Within this window, major resignation now. We're going to get into Joe Kent and all and everything that comes along with this. Guys, this is so layered. Wait till you see how much all of this is interwoven within this time. Joe Kent, Iran, Zohran Mamdani, the book of Genesis, the book of Revelation. Wait till you see how all of this prophetically connects. If you know people that are wondering what the hey is going on in this nation right now and on the globe, share this broadcast with them because we're going to break it all down for you prophetically tonight. This is going to be a powerful night. Praise the Lord. So we're going to jump right into it. So we're going to put up the article right out of the bat about Joseph Kent. Boy, guys, wait till you, it's very layered. Let me just put it that way, and we'll show you how. But the article says, former counterterrorism chief Joe Kent under FBI investigation for alleged classified leaks. The probe predates Kent's departure from government, according to sources familiar with the matter. The FBI is investigating former National Counterterrorism Center director Joe Kent over allegations that he leaked classified information, according to three sources familiar with the matter. Now, he just resigned in the past couple of days. So Joe Kent resigned with an open letter basically saying Iran does not pose an imminent threat to the United States of America. He cannot support the Iran war and that Israel is forcing the United States of America to do this. Now, we're going to break all this down for you because this resignation and public fallout comes in the window between Purim and Passover. So this is not a mistake that we are literally watching this happen in the window between Purim and Passover. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, there's more than meets the eye here with this headline, guys. The reason why this is happening now and what is going on, we're going to put up the slide for you. Let me show you what is hidden within the resignation of Joe Kent. It's incredible. So here is the headline. Former counterterrorism chief Joe Kent under FBI investigation for alleged classified leaks. The probe predates Kent's departure from government, according to sources familiar with the matter. Okay, there's our headline. What you can spell, remember this is happening in the window between Purim and Passover. From this is Purim, Passover, resignation, Obama, unfinished business, Absalom, rebellion, coup leak, CIA, sabotage, propaganda, classified documents stolen, smokescreen, distraction, terror attack, Virginia, Florida, Ron DeSantis, Chicago, envelopes, poison, assassination attempt, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Tulsi, Gabbard, or Gabbard. Because I know people say it. They say it both ways. So from this, what's hidden within the resignation of Joe Kent and the facts of what is going on, you can spell all of this. And right out the gate, Purim and Passover, when is he resigning? Between Purim and Passover. What else? We're going to get into the Obama and unfinished business in a moment. But remember I had warned about Absalom rising in the nation. Oh, about a month or 2 months ago, we talked about the warning of Absalom arising in the nation and bringing an outcry in this hour. Well, we're watching some of this unfold. Now, some of this, I believe, has not happened yet, but will. So what I was able to discern from the facts of surrounding Joe Kent, I believe some of this hasn't happened yet in that list, but will. Okay, now, let's go back to, on the list, we saw some things that said Obama, unfinished business. Okay, if you remember, if we want to put it back up real quick, just to show everybody. But within, thank you, within that, you could see Purim Passover resignation, and then you see Obama and unfinished business. Watch this. So we're going to put up the article for you. Did Obama just tease a 2028 comeback? Cryptic post fuels buzz. A mysterious video posted by the Obama Foundation has sparked a wave of curiosity online after former U.S. President Barack Obama appeared to hint at having, quote, unfinished business. What is hidden in the headlines of the resignation and the facts of the resignation of Joe Kent? Obama. Unfinished business. What did they just post on the Obama Foundation's official X account? A video where in it, Obama says he has unfinished business. This video was posted by the Obama Foundation March 15th, 2026 on their X account. March 17th, 2026, just 2 days after that, Joe Kent resigns as chief of counterterrorism. 2 days after this video comes out, right? And he's claiming Iran poses no imminent threat to the United States of America, and Israel and their powerful lobby forced us to do it. And Obama in unfinished business happens to be in the details hidden within the headlines of the resignation of Joe Kent. And this video from Obama claiming he had unfinished business came out 2 days prior to the resignation of Joe Kent. So is that an accident? I don't think so. Watch the timing always of the reemergence of Barack Obama when he's baited to come back out from the shadows. Okay? Now, this is trying also to present what Joe Kent did is trying to present like something called the Pentagon Papers. Now, what are the Pentagon Papers? Well, Glenn Beck mentioned them as well, and I did some digging on them. The Pentagon Papers, officially titled Report of the Office of the Secretary of Defense Vietnam Task Force, is a United States Department of Defense history of the United States political and military involvement in Vietnam from 1945 to 1968. Released by Daniel Ellsberg, who had worked on the study, it was made public on the front page of the New York Times in 1971. A 1996 article in the New York Times said that the Pentagon Papers had demonstrated, among other things, that Lyndon B. Johnson's administration had, quote, systematically lied not only to the public, but also to Congress in order to go to war. So this was the Pentagon Papers, and the way Joe Kent resigns in the window between Purim and Passover, mysteriously 2 days after Barack Obama posts this video saying he has unfinished business, and he comes out and he's claiming, basically, Iran poses no imminent threat to the United States of America, and Israel is making us do it. This was very similar to what happened with the Pentagon Papers. Now, we're going to get into some parallels with this that are very, very interesting. So, June 13th, 1971... is when the New York Times first published the Pentagon Papers. June 13, 613, 1971. 9/11 is in the date they published it in the 1971. So 9/11's in that date. June 23rd, 1996 is when the New York Times did a 25 years later article about the Pentagon Papers. Exactly 30 years after that would bring us to 2026, this year, conveniently. Why is that important? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a moment. However, I want to play for you a clip from our March 9th, 2026 broadcast titled The Purim to Passover Window, Sudden Shakeups and Plots Exposed, about a betrayal and what was going to happen in the administration. And so we're going to play that clip for you now. This is a 30-day window. Now, 30 is an interesting number in the Bible because, yes, Jesus did begin his ministry at 30, but 30 has to do with betrayal as well. So Judas betrayed Jesus, right, for 30 pieces of silver. Now, the enemy to disrupt the course of events that are shifting global territories is going to attempt to get into the administration within or around this window and cause a betrayal, a very serious one, both in the Trump administration and with the administration of Benjamin Netanyahu. So I mentioned the number 30 and betrayal, and the enemy was going to get in, and you were going to see betrayals within this window begin to emerge, in this window between Purim and Passover, in the Trump administration and in Netanyahu, okay, his administration. Now, I said it's a 30-day window. 30 has to do with betrayal. Well, exactly 30 years after the June 23rd, 1996 New York Times article about the Pentagon Papers is 2026, and this is the year in the window between Purim and Passover. We have just watched this unfold before the nation. That is not an accident. We are watching prophetic cycles take place here. Now, March 17th, 2026 broadcast. It was called March Warning, Ambushes, Trojan Horse, CIA Showdown. That was the title. This is what was said in the broadcast. I said, I was prompted to go look up when President Lincoln was killed. Lincoln was assassinated on April 14th, 1865. It happened exactly 30 days after the Ides of March date. I believe the enemy is going to attempt to align and repeat and align similar historical events with modern day to accomplish his purposes. Within this 30-day window, I would intercede and pray that attempts on the lives of high-ranking members of the Trump administration and governors such as Ron DeSantis, who was in that list, by the way, that I just showed you, and other governors who are standing in the gap are exposed, thwarted, and dismantled. That the this is the part I want you to pay attention to. That the conspiracy and the Senate is exposed, thwarted, and dismantled, 30, biblically speaking, has to do with betrayal. Jesus Christ himself was sold for 30 pieces of silver. So I kept going back to 30 and betrayal. And it's been 30 years since the New York Times revisited the Pentagon Papers. And now 30 years later, exactly in 2026, is when we just see this unfold with Joseph Kent before the nation. Now, to make this even more interesting, the 1996 New York Times article was published June 23rd, 1996, okay? That has 9/11 in that date. 6/23/1996, right, is the date. So you have 6 plus 2 plus 3 is 11, and then the 9 in 1996, which is 9. 9/11 is in the date of the republishing as well of the Pentagon papers. 30 years later. Well, we're going to go back 1 year for a moment. Same month, June 22nd, 2025. Remember, the Pentagon Papers are put out June 23rd, 1996. They're revisited, basically. June 22nd, 2025, almost 29 years to the day of that New York Times article, the U.S. and Israel bomb Iran's nuclear sites in Operation Midnight Hammer. 2025 was the year. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. It was 29 years since that since the New York Times published that. 2 plus 9 is 11. You have 9/11 hiding in there as well. And then February 28th, 2026, Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion commence, which happens to be the 11th day of the 9th month on the Islamic calendar, or 9/11. President Trump's State of the Union, February 24th, 2026, began at exactly 9:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where he spoke about Iran. President Trump's own presidencies, 45 and 47, equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11. So you're seeing that there is a thread that's going to get even deeper. I'm just beginning to scratch the surface for you. It's going to get deeper as we continue down this. But there is a thread of an alarm that keeps running throughout these events, including with the Pentagon Papers, that align with what we just witnessed with Joseph Kent. Now, February 20th, 2024, word of the Lord. And a very public resignation shall bring forth a dark horse, says the Lord. Watch, says the Lord, for the bait and switch to run ahead. And no matter who is brought forth, no matter who they attempt to place in that seat, it is mine to give, says the Lord. The kingdom of darkness may anoint, however, it does not hold up to my rulings and judgments. For I, the Lord, raise kings up and I bring them low. And I, the Lord, can do such in a single day. For I, the Lord, am not bound by time or space. And as they attempt to shuffle such a deck of fools and global thinkers, I, the Lord, shall throw a wrench and a hammer into their plans. There shall be a collapse of a platform from another gust of wind, says the Lord, for it is my holy wind that shall gust through the nation, and change and repentance follow such a wind. That holy wind shall encompass areas of your nation and Canada and South America. It shall encompass the high holy days, for there shall be signs. There shall be signs to the day that occur that signal a major changing of the guard and shifting of the branches of government, and they are set to be pruned, says the Lord, in America and in Israel, says the Lord. For the wind of Ruach Elohim is blowing in the government of Israel, and it shall shake the branches, and the leaves shall fall off for what some did to their own people. Their own people, says the Lord. Now, I want to look back at just a small part of this word here. It shall encompass the high holy days, for there shall be signs to the day that occur that signal a major changing of the guard and shifting of the branches of government, and they are set to be pruned, says the Lord, in America and in Israel. We are in the midst of Purim and Passover. We are within that window, which are high holy days, and this is when all of this happens. It happens in the midst of this. A very public resignation shall bring forth a dark horse. But then we see in the midst of high holy days on the Jewish calendar, we see this happen. We see a pruning begin. We see a signaling and a major changing of the guard, perhaps, that might be beginning here, and a shifting and pruning of the branches of government. Now, I also want to point out something else here to you. March 15th, 2026. I want to show you this timeline here. Tucker Carlson announces the CIA is looking to charge him for his communications with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, right? So apparently he claims the CIA has been watching his texts, and he wanted to talk. I guess he was talking to the IRGC, and now they may be charging him as a foreign agent or something of that nature. He announces this on March 15th, 2026. March 17th, 2026, 2 days later after that, Joseph Kent suddenly resigns, stating he cannot support this war with Iran, and Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States of America. 3/18/2026, Joseph Kent is suddenly on Tucker Carlson's podcast. Now, keep in mind, all of this is happening within the window between Purim and Passover. So look at that timeline. March 15th, Tucker comes out, announces the CIA may charge him because he was communicating with the IRGC. 2 days later, after that, 3/17, Joseph Kent resigns, claiming he can't support the war with Iran, that Iran poses no imminent threat. 3/18, Joseph Kent is suddenly now on Tucker Carlson's podcast with him. Now, you tell me how that looks. And this is all happening in the window between Purim and Passover. Now, I will say this too. Joseph Kent is presenting this as Donald Trump, who knows very well the culture and ways and tactics of the Middle East from doing business with them for decades, somehow was duped and blindsided by a foreign power while presenting no such evidence except his own statement. That, in a way, is how this is being presented. And I will say this too. In an administration, you need a camp of experts that do not necessarily like war, that are not trigger happy. They're not on a hairpin trigger about war or to go to war. You need those voices within the conversation in order for that to be balanced when nations are weighing in the balance. But the way this has played out in this window between Purim and Passover, surrounding Tucker's comments about the CIA and the IRGC, and Obama suddenly coming back out saying he, quote, as unfinished business, and Joe Kent's resignation is sandwiched in the middle of those, it looks a bit calculated and reckless. It looks strategic. It looks planned. And it's all happening within this window. President Trump knows the ways of the Middle East very well. He's done business with them for decades. He knows how they think. He knows how they operate. He knows the bravado. He knows how they act. So this, to me, looks like a setup for a coup. This looks like the beginnings of a setup for a coup. Now, saying that, just to show you, because this does have to do with Iran and what is happening in Iran, I want to show you what's hidden in the book of Genesis about what's happening with Iran now. You see, the Bible is living, active, and current for every generation. It is layered. It is so layered with hidden revelation that only a divine being could have written it. I'm going to show you how. But in the book of Genesis, it ties directly to what we see happening in Iran playing out right now. There's something very interesting in the book of Revelation that we'll get into as well. But in the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, it says, in the days of the eastern kings, Amraphel of Shinar, Arioch of Elasar, Chedorlaomer of Elam, that's Iran, and Tidal of Goyim, they invaded, made war with Bera king of Sodom, Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeber king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela. All of these kings joined together as allies in the valley of Siddim, that is the Sea of Salt. 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer. But in the 13th year, they rebelled. Chedorlaomer is the king of Elam. Elam is in the area of Iran. It's the lineage that Iran comes from. Now, 12 years they served, in the 13th year they rebelled. Let me show you from the book of Genesis how this is aligning of what we just watch unfolded in Iran. See, this thing in Iran has a huge prophetic component, what is happening in it and how it is unfolding and the timing of how it's unfolding. And when you look at it with just your fleshly eyes, some of it may not make sense. But when you start to realize that there are prophetic timelines aligning and there are things aligning from books of the Bible, including Jeremiah, Genesis, and other books coming to this, the book of Esther, you begin to see a huge prophetic overlay here. And so in 2013 is when, under Obama, Mr. Unfinished Business, remember, he's got unfinished business. 2013 is when Obama, under the Obama negotiations, they began the negotiations for the Iran deal. Okay, so 2013 is when those negotiations for the Iran deal, this nuclear deal, right, where they sent large amounts of cash on a plane to Iran, started. 13 years after that would put us at 2026. Iran negotiations started in 2013 for the Iran deal. 13 years later would put us at 2026, when the people of Iran rose up, right, rebelled, and the U.S. and Israel went to war against the leaders of Iran. What does Genesis 14:4 say? 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, which is Iran, but in the 13th year, they rebelled. This is the 13th year since the Iran deal and its negotiations began. And this is when we see the uprising of the Iranian people and the defeat and fall of the Ayatollah. And this is when, on the 13th year in the book of Genesis 14:4, they arose and rebelled against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, who is Iran. 12 years they served him, but in the 13th year, they rebelled. Okay? And to show you, even more so, that it's hidden in the scriptures, we're going to put the slide up for you. Ready? Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, which is Iran, 12 years they served, but in the 13th year they rebelled. Hidden within Genesis 14:4, you can spell Iran deal, Obama, Ayatollah, rebellion, war with Israel, United States. From Genesis 14:4 12 years they served, but in the 13th year they rebelled. 2013 is when Obama started negotiating the Iran deal. 13 years later would put us at 2026 when the people of Iran uprose and rebelled, and kings went to war, or the leaders of the United States and Israel went to war against Iran. From Genesis 14:4, you can spell Iran deal, Obama, Ayatollah, rebellion, war with Israel and the United States. Now you tell me this is a coincidence. Genesis, this book is written thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And it's aligning with what is happening today. It is aligning with what's happening in Elam, which is Iran today. What is hidden in the scriptures gives the timeline of when the Iran deal started in 2013 and leads us to 2026, 13 years later. And in the 13th year, they rebelled. All of it's hidden in the first book of the Bible, written thousands of years before what we see unfolding in Iran now. Because the word of God is living, active, and current for every generation. It is a living, breathing book that is written by an all-knowing, all-powerful, divine being who is always in the future, speaking to us in the present. And this is what we're watching unfold with the word of God. Now, to show you even further, we're going to do the first book and the last book, Genesis and Revelation. Genesis and Revelation. And you know what? If you're Jewish, especially, you should read the entire Old Testament, not just the Torah, the first five books. Read the entire Old Testament and then go read Revelation right after. Skip over all the New Testament books just initially. Read the entire Old Testament and then go read Revelation, because Revelation has more Old Testament references than all of the New Testament. Okay, so this is Genesis and the Old Testament and Revelation are intertwined. Now, let's go to Revelation to show you this even further. Revelation 4, chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Now, from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbling sounds and peals of thunder. Seven lamps of fire were burning in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne, there was something like a sea or large expanse of glass, like the clearest crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living creatures who were full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion. The second creature was like an ox. The third creature had the face of a man. And the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes all over and within, underneath their wings, and day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Now, you have within this, and we'll get to the other scripture verse in a minute, because there's also 24 elders. So around the throne are four living creatures and 24 elders, which equals 28, which happens to be our next election, by the way, so that's interesting. But let's look at Revelation 4:7, right? 4:7, and we're in the 47th presidency. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third creature had the face of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. Lion, ox, man, flying eagle. Lion, because this is foreshadowing other things to come, but it's lining up with what's happening today. The first living creature was a lion. What is Israel's operation called? Operation Roaring Lion. The second is an ox. February 26, 2023, word of the Lord. The Lord said about Benjamin Netanyahu, "He shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran." So you have a lion, Operation Roaring Lion, ox, Benjamin Netanyahu, man, President Trump, flying eagle, America. A lion, an ox, a man, and a flying eagle. That's Revelation 4:7. And in the 47th presidency right now, we have Operation Roaring Lion being led by the man the Lord called the ox that will be used to topple the regime of Iran, which is Benjamin Netanyahu, and the man, President Trump with the flying eagle, which is America. That's Revelation 4:7. And in the 47th presidency, we are watching all four of these unfold at once. Now, I'm saying this is not the only thing Revelation 4:7 represents, but it is aligning with this year. What is happening? Now, Revelation 4:8, because I'm going to start soon getting more into the book of Revelation and going over it with all of you because the time requires it. Now, Revelation 4:8, and the four living creatures, right, who are the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle, the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes all over and within and underneath their wings, and day and night they never stop saying, it's holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Four living creatures, six wings. 4:6. I thought to myself, because I'm going to tell you something, the Lord speaks to me through scripture a lot to tell me what is coming within the earth. So the Lord will lead me to scripture that will speak to me in order to show me what is coming within the earth. So I went four living creatures, six wings, 4:6, 46. Okay. I thought, 46 in 48. Now, why'd that come to me? Well, it's Revelation 4:8. Revelation 4:8, which happens to be our next presidency, the 48th presidency is coming in 2028. The four living creatures had six wings. So 4:6, 46 in 48, which would be the next presidency. And then I wrote, for 48, they are going to try and repeat 46. That is what came to me from this scripture. For 48th presidency, they are going to try and repeat 46. What happened with the election for the 46th president, which was Joe Biden? It was hijacked, and a puppet was put in power. Then 3 months before the next election, the 47th election, President Biden was removed. There was a bait and switch, and he was replaced with the vice president. And so if for 48, they're going to try and repeat 46. That's what's going to happen. Now, because the vice president was involved, it was involved in the plan and was switched out before, when they hijacked the 46th election, and in order to try to do it to the 47th, they bait and switch the vice president. We may see a scenario play out potentially on both sides of the aisle. I'm warning you now, we may see this mirrored, this tactic, on both sides of the aisle in some capacity, leading to the 2028 election. But for 48, they're going to try to repeat 46. That's what they're going to try to do, right there. And it was shown to me in Revelation 4:8, because contained within Revelation 4:8 was the four living creatures with six wings was 46. So for 48, they're going to try to repeat 46. And for 46, they hijacked it and then bait and switch the president and the vice president. And I'm warning you, there may be a plan that unfolds that on both sides of the aisle, we will watch something similar unfold as we approach the 2028 election. Yes. We may watch something very similar on both sides of the aisles. And of all the years, with the midterms coming this year in 2026, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11 this year, September 11th. The Feast of Trumpets and the day the towers fell are on a collision course 2 months before the midterms. For 48, they're going to try and repeat 46. Now, to show you how further this thread is unfolding before the nation, and by the end, this is all going to be tied up in a bow, I promise you. But to show you how this is unfolding before the nation, I want to show you how this is presenting itself in New York City, because it's a cross-section for what's happening in the nation. How this is presenting in New York City, because we are about to see some political earthquakes and physical earthquakes up the East Coast and a political earthquake in New York City and New York as we approach 9/11. September 11th, which happens to collide this year with Rosh Hashanah and the day the Twin Towers fell. Now, why is this important? If you are wondering why of all times, of all seasons, of all years, Zohran Mamdani would be raised up in New York City as mayor, let me show you the prophetic cycle of 9/11 in this time and how this is an advance by the kingdom of darkness to reclaim a time in order to alter the times and seasons. Okay, stay with me on this. Now, Vienna. Vienna was referred to as the Golden Apple, which was a significant target for the Ottoman Empire during its military campaign through Europe. So Vienna is the Golden Apple. Ottoman Empire, the Muslims have their sight set on it. The term symbolizes the city's importance, as capturing it would have represented a major victory for the Ottomans, particularly during the sieges in 1529 and 1683. September 11th, 1683, 9/11, was the Battle of Vienna, the battle for the Golden Apple, where the Muslims were defeated by the Christian Europeans. So to reclaim that day and open a gate, the enemy would have to raise such up in this nation in order to reverse prophetically the Battle of Vienna and change the timeline. Now, isn't it interesting, in this time and cycle of 9/11, of all times, we have watched a Muslim invasion through Europe. Through Europe, which is where the Battle of Vienna was. We have now watched a reversal and a Muslim invasion through Europe in order to try and reverse it at its origin, what happened September 11th, 9/11, 1683. So Europe is the ground zero for the battle of September 11th, 1683, 9/11, for the Golden Apple, where the Muslims were overthrown by the European Christians. Now you have the Muslims trying to overthrow all of Europe. Stay with me on this. So President Trump, when he is elected in 2024, he announced America is entering the Golden Age. We are entering the Golden Age of America. New York City happens to be known as the Big Apple. New York City is also known as Ground Zero for 9/11. So you have America's entering the Golden Age, the Big Apple, Ground Zero, Golden Apple, Vienna 911, New York City Ground Zero, and New York is the financial capital. Okay, we're going to go on with this. And here we see all the symbolism surrounding the Battle of Vienna prophetically taking place now as Europe is being invaded by an Ottoman Empire of sorts again. And in the United States, Zohran Mamdani arises in New York City within a two-year window, the Big Apple, during America's Golden Age. That's when he arises in New York City within a two-year window, 2025 to 2027, that equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. President Trump's presidencies equal 9/11, 45 and 47. 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11. And the year Mamdani is sworn in 2026, President Trump's State of the Union begins at 9/11 Eastern Standard Time. Rosh Hashanah 2026 is set to begin on 9/11, the Feast of Trumpets. This is on a global scale. Has hit a prophetic collision course with what is happening currently in this nation. This is what's going on here. The wisdom of the Lord, I'm telling you, because it blew my mind when he showed me this. To further connect the dots for you on this, if you don't believe it already, we're just going to further connect you on the dots, and we're going to bring you full circle to the beginning of when we just talked about Joe Kent and why he's resigning in this time. Europe and the United States are connected at its founding because a man by the name of Robert Hunt, from England in 1607, landed at the shores of what would be Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, and dedicated what would become the United States of America to Almighty God and the gospel. That's 1607. 1683 is when the Battle of Vienna occurs on 9/11 in Europe. These two events, Robert Hunt coming to this land, dedicating it to the Lord and the gospel in 1607, and the 1683 9/11 Battle of Vienna for the Golden Apple in Europe, these two events are separated by 76 years. 1776 is our nation's independence. The enemy is attempting to take all these pieces to create an Ottoman-type revolutionary war. New York City is where George Washington established and ratified the covenant between the United States and Almighty God. He did it in New York City, which now is where Mamdani has been raised up as mayor. The enemy is after the covenant that he lost in the Battle of Vienna, that he lost in the nation, this nation, and now is recreating events to attempt to steal it at ground zero in the Big Apple in America's golden age. And to further show you that none of what is happening right now is a coincidence, Robert Hunt was born, in Kent, England, K-E-N-T. Robert Hunt was born in Kent, England. We are now in a time of the hunter becoming the hunted. And in that time, a man by the name of Joseph Kent, while a Muslim invasion is going on through Europe and Mamdani rises to power in New York, a man by the name of Joseph Kent, chief of counterterrorism, suddenly resigns and publicly says Iran poses no imminent threat. And that's where Robert Hunt was born, is in Kent, England. And then he came and dedicated this nation. And we're in the time of the hunter becoming the hunted. And that's when a man by the name of Joseph Kent, chief of counterterrorism, just happens to suddenly resign in the window between Purim and Passover while Mamdani has been raised up to battle in America's golden age for the Big Apple to try to rewrite the prophetic timeline of the Battle of Vienna. You can't make this up. This is what happens in the realm of the spirit to try to change times and seasons and war over prophetic timelines in order to try to alter the outcome and destiny of nations and leaders. It's all connected. Of all times, this is when Joseph Kent resigns. Of all times, of all seasons. Because it's connected to the Battle of Vienna. And it's connected to what happened with Robert Hunt when he came to this nation and dedicated it to the Lord and the gospel, who happened to be from Kent, England. And we are in the time of the hunter becoming the hunted. Also, Zoram Mamdani was born October 18th, 1991. 9/11 is in the date of that man's birth. 1991, you got the two ones and you got the nine in there. 9/11 is in the date of his birth even. This is an attempted rise of the Ottoman Empire and overtaking a golden apple that they lost in the Battle of Vienna, taking control of a timeline at ground zero in the Big Apple, New York City, and battling over 9/11, and New York City is where Washington ratified the covenant. Federal Hall, New York City, between the United States and Almighty God. Now, to tie this biblically speaking to forbidden fruit, because it's a battle over America's golden age in the Big Apple. It's a battle over the golden apple all over again. Mamdani is 34 years old when he's sworn in as mayor. Let me tell you what Genesis 3:4 says, because this is a warning about him and his mayorship. Genesis 3:4 says, "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat from it, the forbidden fruit, the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil.'" It was a deception surrounding a piece of fruit that was forbidden. Right now, there is a deception surrounding a piece of fruit called the Big Apple that is forbidden. In a time of the hunter becoming the hunted, in a time where there is a threat of 911 running through the years, the presidents, the times, the seasons. 911 threat, Rosh Hashanah 911, President Trump's presidency's 911, 2025 to 2027, 911, Islamic Day, February 28th, 2026 on the Islamic calendar, the 11th day of the ninth month, 911. President Trump's State of the Union beginning at 9/11, 911, Eastern Standard Time, running through this in this time, in this season, because it's an alarm to the nation. See, what's happening in New York is attempting to overtake the entire nation. New York is a cross-section of what we're battling in the realm of the spirit and what's coming into the natural. And this is why you see between Purim and Passover what is happening in rapid fire motion, no pun intended, one after the other against the administration. And in Iran, where the Book of Esther took place, and the Middle East, and Israel, and the United States of America. This is a war in the realm of the spirit over nations, leaders, prophetic times and seasons and timelines right now. And in order for the enemy to war for a timeline, he has to go back to ground zero and attempt to recreate the facts of that time in modern day in order to try then to ratify it, to open a gate, to recommit that act. And because the Christian Europeans defeated the Ottoman Muslims over the Battle of the Golden Apple on 9/11, the enemy is attempting to recreate the pieces in the United States because Europe is being overtaken. The United States and Europe are connected. And now the enemy is attempting to recreate it here. All while yelling, there's no issue with Iran. Iran poses no threat. Then you tell me why all of a sudden we're having terrorist attacks in New York City, in Virginia, in various other states. You tell me why. Why all of a sudden it's rising in this time. Why Mamdani is rising in this time. Why the Big Apple in America's golden age is coming into contention the same year Rosh Hashanah begins, the Feast of Trumpets, which are blown before war, on 9/11. This is all connected. This is not an accident. This is not chance or coincidence. This is all connected. And that's why you see it coming into the natural because of what's happening in the realm of the spirit. And it's all aligning and clustering and on a collision course for this time. And when Almighty God deems a nation's leader to fall, He will raise up other leaders from other nations in order to bring the judgment on them. That's biblical. In fact, Isaiah 9, let me see here. I'm going to get this scripture verse up real fast. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what it is. The bricks have fallen. Isaiah 9. 10 through 11. That's it. Isaiah 9, 10 through 11. Another example here. I'm just getting it up. The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with huge stone. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord raises against Ephraim adversaries from Rezin and spurs them on. That's Isaiah 9, 10 through 11. The bricks have fallen, but we'll rebuild. Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. They're going to try to, in 48, repeat 46. Oh yeah, we're going to build back better. You think that's a new slogan that was made by a corrupt politician? No, that was a spirit that had inhabited Israel back then, and they dug in their heels in defiance against God. So God said, therefore, I will raise up adversaries against you and spur them on. And adversaries were raised up against the leadership of Iran. And when Obama quoted that scripture, it was in spite of God and in defiance of God. It was not to humble the nation before God. And now he's emerging saying he has unfinished business at the same time Tucker Carlson and Joe Kent are joining forces. At the same time, they're talking to the IRGC and the other ones resigning. Obama's coming out right in the middle of it saying he's got unfinished business. And he is connected to that scripture verse, Isaiah 9, 10 through 11. Therefore, Isaiah 9, 11 is the one that says, 9:11. Therefore, I will raise up enemies against you and spur them on. That is the unfinished business that is coming for Barack Obama from the Lord God Almighty if he does not repent. He will raise up enemies against him and spur them on. Because it's not about building back better. It's about humbling yourself as a nation when you've strayed from the Lord and you've got fire in the land and coming before the Lord and humbling yourself for the Lord to heal the land. And all of that pride is coming on out for a fight in the midst of this. All of that pride. And the worst thing President Trump could do is to rise up in pride right now and open his mouth. Is to dig in his heels in pride. What he needs to learn is the scripture verse in the book of Exodus. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. That in this time is what he is going to have to learn, because the way the enemy is going to get him is on pride and baiting him out in pride and bringing forth these betrayals in the administration in this time in order to goad him out, get him in his flesh, and make him try to defend himself right now. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. You are supposed to be a trumpet, an announcer of what the Lord is doing in the nation. Not a battler with babblers. You are not supposed to battle with babblers. You're supposed to be an announcer of the times and seasons that we are in the nation. Trump shall be a trumpet. Feast of Trumpets, 9:11, presidencies, 45, 47 equals 9:11. It is all on a collision course, and we have to realize that. So, we need to understand that this is all connected, and we need to get in the Word of God, and we need to ask God to start showing it to us through His lens. Through His lens, so we in modern day can understand why these things keep coming back up and are cyclical and these cycles keep repeating themselves. So please get in the Word of God if you haven't. If you need a Bible and you can't afford one, email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries. We'll gladly get you one. We will gladly buy you one. Now, I wanted to say this too, before we bring on, I'm going to shift gears here for just a moment here, but I have been working on a special project with Clay Clark and Brett Rail, and it's a worship album called God Wins to get you going through your day with Almighty God, and I actually contributed to three songs, wrote lyrics for them on this album. And so you can actually sample those three songs. We'll tell you how to do it in just a moment. But we're going to play for you two excerpts from two of the songs. One is The Throne. The other is Lion of Judah. We're going to play this for you now so you can hear the excerpts. And we're going to tell you how you can get this, because this is actually going to help build the new sanctuary. So that's what the proceeds are going for. We're very excited about it. We're excited to bring this to you. I'm honored they let me contribute on this. And I was able to contribute to multiple songs on this album, and so we're going to play it for you now.
King of kings on his vesture is free and faithful and true. Not a false god they pretend to be, but he's the only one that part of the same. He created you when he created me. He sits on the throne. He created the earth, and to this very earth our God gave birth. And in the beginning there was the word.
It is good.
Because he sits on the throne.
Just look around to what's happening now. Better look up, because it's happening now. Prophecy is happening, wow. Just like Jesus told them on the mount. Water running hell, there is no other route. Look around, this world is going south. There is no solution in the natural route. You with no faith, you better fight it now.
Our God makes the blind to see. So even if the world is all deceived, I am choosing to believe in the one who parted the seas. The one and only.
He sits on the throne.
Satan cannot ever compete. He roams like a lion looking for the meat. But after much looking, he will find defeat.
Rise, roar, get ready for war. I was at rock bottom, but I'm not there anymore. Come on, rise, shine, go light up the world. Go get in your work, soldier, go pick up your sword. Soldier, we can live defeated when we walk with Jesus. We've already won, already got the victories. We follow the sun, we walk with the King of Kings, yeah. Thank you, Jesus, it feels good to be free.
Free. Out of Judah, rise and war, we're free. God has given us all victory. Out of Judah, rise and war, we're free. God has given us all victory.
Get in the ark, get on the ark, cause it's time.
He's coming
now.
Back like a thief in the night.
He's coming through the clouds.
Get in the ark, get on the ark, you'll be fine now.
Get prepared to tell the devil his eyes out.
Get in the ark, get on the ark.
Matthew 24.
Get on the ark,
verse 37.
Get in the ark, get on the ark, get in the ark.
So those are Lion of Judah and The Throne. There's also Revelation Nation. So if you would like to get a copy of this for a donation, you could go to arcofgrace.org. There is a big red button that says buy the album, and it will take you to godwinsalbum.com. You can sample all three songs there as well. There are other songs on the album as well, but you can sample Lion of Judah, The Throne, and Revelation Nation, and you can listen to excerpts from those songs. And so you will get basically 20 songs for a donation of $20 or more, and it goes to build the ark. And so we certainly hope you enjoy it. And I was happy and honored to be working on this. Very exciting, a lot of fun, and it gets you going through your day. So we want to give you music that can get you going through your day with the Lord, and you can play throughout your day, and just keeps you focused on the Lord and the time we are in. So once again, you go to arcofgrace.org. There is a big red button that says buy the album. You can't miss it. You click on it, it will take you to godwinsalbum.com, and you can purchase the album there. So we appreciate you all, you hanging in for that as well. We're going to bring Givaderm on here in just a moment. Update on Buster and Missy. Buster had surgery 2 days ago. He's doing much better today. The picture in hit with him in his coat is today. He looks a lot better today. Buster had to have multiple teeth removed and abscess drained, and he had a little hole at the top of his mouth, all the way in the back of his mouth, that was there for a long time, they said, that they had to sew to close it up. And so Buster went through surgery. He is doing better, praise God. It was a little rough with him the first day. And Missy as well. Missy's going to get her stitches out next week. So we have had two hefty surgeries within a 10-day period for two of the animals at the Ark. And Sarah, who works for us, her beautiful daughter Emma made Missy a card. Feel better, Missy. I hope you feel better, Missy. I hope that you can snuggle with me so that we'll make you feel better, happy. Love, Emma. There's Emma and Missy together, and there's God loves us with the rainbow. Emma, thank you. I'm going to take a picture with Missy with this for you, honey, because this is so adorable. So thank you to little Emma for actually doing this for Missy. She is going to absolutely love it. And we just love when people's kids just send pictures of the animals at the Ark and do all of that. We think it's great. Passover Seder, April 2nd, live. We have the shopping list on arcofgrace.org/events. Please join us. I'm going to be doing the whole live Passover Seder. We have a shopping list for you. We have instructions. You can make your Seder meal, and we're all going to do it together April 2nd at sundown. So praise the Lord for that. And now let's bring in Givaderm.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
What a beautiful car.
That was amazing.
That adorable.
So great. Well, she's quite the artist.
Got that right. That's so sweet. And Amanda, we already have your album.
Yeah.
We were listening to it this week.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
We enjoyed it. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys got to grab it. It's so good.
Absolutely.
G. Clay and Brett Rail worked on that together. So that was really fun to work on.
I bet. Yeah,
and it's helping us build the new sanctuary.
Yay.
So good.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's super, super exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have some good news. We are actually doing something we haven't done before. We're overlapping specials. So our first spring special just is ending on Sunday, but we're launching a brand new spring special. This is the one that everyone loves. We've been asked and we listened. They wanted the facial edition with a free eye cream. So that's our spring special. And if you buy that along with our Motherlode kit with the mask, you have the entire facial system at your service. And the thing about the mask that's so good is that it actually prepares your skin for every other, whether it's the Motherlode kit or the facial edition, it gets all of the buildup.
Impurities.
Yes. And it's oxygenating. So it will bring circulation to the surface and get your skin ready to receive all the goodness of these other products.
Wonderful.
So there you go.
So the promo now, so say again what they get. So they could use promo code ARC10 with it, but tell them what they get again.
Yes.
Okay.
So they are current, the one that's going to be ending on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Is this one right here. Okay. No, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you went down.
Oh, are you? Hello?
Can I?
Oh, you're better. Okay, you're back now.
Hello.
Is that better? Back now.
Okay, that was weird.
So going back to this, is that it's the buy a Motherlode kit, get a free Tighten Your Assets mask, or, and starting today, is buy a facial edition system and get a free eye cream. Now, this one is one.
We love the eye cream.
I'm telling you, like, this is probably it. This particular special is almost as big as our massive holiday special in November.
Yes.
And so people literally paint their face. I think they get ready for it. They've been calling and asking for it. And so it's a great time to go ahead and get Mother's Day gifts and Easter gifts. And so this is the 5-course meal.
I use the facial edition. So I use the facial edition system.
Yeah.
Twice a day. I use products from that twice a day.
Well, you can tell. Look at you.
Look at your skin.
Beautiful.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
And the slugger, too. I think that Chris especially likes that
he
slugger.
He uses the slugger. He uses it on his face. I use it as a makeup primer.
Yes.
And so before I put on my makeup, it makes a great primer, the Mother Slugger. And you can add promo code ARC10 to get 10% off on top of this.
Absolutely.
So they're combining offers for all of you, which is wonderful.
Yes. And so, again, to reduce any confusion, Motherlode Kit is going to end. That promo is going to end on Sunday.
Yeah.
But the facial edition promo is going to actually go for probably about another, 10 days from now.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful time to really stock up on our products and go ahead and knock out your purchases for mom and sister
and
daughter.
Easter.
And all the things.
Yep.
So
it's important to put on your face natural products. So chemicals are very harsh on your face. So it's important to use skincare that is natural for your face, that actually feeds your face and feeds your skin. because anything you put on your skin is going to absorb into your body. And in the day and age of things being chock full of chemicals, it's wonderful that we can use a facial system that is natural, that is wonderful for your skin, and that actually works on top of it on men's skin and women's skin, because me and my husband both use it. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can find Give a Derm there, or go to shop.giveaderm.com and use promo code ARC10 with their special, and you'll get an additional 10% off.
Yes.
By the way, the puppies say hi.
They do.
Hi, puppies.
Your god puppies. They're doing very well. Puppies. They're
doing very well. Say hi to them.
I for sure will. And yes. So, so good to see you.
Very much
and
so.
I thought for sure we were going to break out into like a dance party.
Oh, I know. With
the, you know, with the new album, it's so
really,
good.
Really, it's so uplifting. It's so
you're going to hear Clay Clark rap in this album, and you're going to fall off your chair because Clay Clark can actually rap. I was shocked.
He really can.
I know he doesn't look it.
I know.
But the man can, he's got some talent and ability.
I know.
In that area.
He does.
It's really true. I mean, I think the DJ, I think he used to be a DJ for a while, right?
He was a DJ, yes. Before he, the Lord called him into all of this, he was a DJ. So
it's amazing. Yes.
So, well, ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank
it's
you for
pleasure.
Having us.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Love to Chris,
God
okay?
God bless you guys.
We'll give our love to Chris. Thank you.
Love
God
you.
Bless you. And once again, go check out Give a Derm. Go to shop.giveaderm.com, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. And if you go to arcofgrace.org, you'll see a big red button that says buy the album, and you click it, it'll take you to godwinsalbum.com, and you can sample some of the songs there from the Godwins album, which is so true. He ultimately and always does win, and all glory to God for that. So we're going to wrap it up for tonight. We're going to encourage you in the word as we leave. So we encourage you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as the other Psalms on the screen. You should be throughout your day that's meditating on the word. Just stopping for a moment, speaking it, it's meditating on it throughout the day. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 as well. I say that actually at night before bed, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. Say that every day as well in the evening. Hebrews 11 as well. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, in God's word. And so we encourage you in that as well. And as well, I want to encourage you in this time. Book of Revelation. Don't be intimidated to open it. Open it in this time. Start to look at it given the time we're in. We're going to start getting more and more into Revelation on Ark of Grace and talking to you about it and teaching on it, because we've come into that time. And it is, you know, it's the only book that it's written physically in the Bible that you will get a blessing from reading it. It's literally written at the beginning of the book of Revelation that you will get a blessing if you read and heed the words of that book. So we encourage you that as well. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, and everybody who is on for tuning in. We will be back on early next week. Now, if something, you know, wild happens, well, we may jump on the weekend, but until then, we'll be putting out shorts, and we will see you back on live early next week. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Keep the faith, and we'll see you next week. Hey, everyone. Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs.